Day 137. God speaks in the silence. 1 Kings 18:40 through 19:18. Elijah's offering burned up. The water evaporated and he killed Baal's priests. When Elijah prayed, it rained. King Ahab exclaimed. Jezebel sent a message to Elijah. I'm going to make you like one of Baal's priests. Elijah ran for his life. Oh, take my life, Lord, Elijah said wearily. I am no better than anyone else. Then he fell asleep under a broom tree. An angel touched him, saying, wake up and eat. Nearby was hot bread and cool water. Elijah ate, then traveled 40 days to the cave in Mount Horeb. Oh, God, he prayed, Israel have left you. The prophets are dead, and your altars are broken down. I'm here, but they want to kill me. Then God said, go out of the mountain. I'm going to pass by. The wind blew so strong it shattered the rocks, but God wasn't in the wind. Then came an earthquake. God wasn't there. Then fire. God wasn't in the fire. Finally, there was pure silence, and God spoke. There will be 7,000 in Israel who haven't worshipped Baal. Two questions for your children, parents. Where did Elijah go to hide from Jezebel? And God didn't come in wind or fire. How did he come to Elijah? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.